ridiculous injury claims by the police.
Police officers often find themselves in dangerous situations. Face to face with an armed robber, a knife-wielding drunk, or a crazed killer. And if they're ever injured on duty, they're entitled to compensation. But some police claims for personal injury are completely ridiculous, as these examples clearly show.
PC Winge claimed £600 after he injured his back while reaching across a desk to switch on a computer.
WPC McDefley sued for £500,000 after claiming she developed a fear of sirens following a riot training exercise.
PC Saw won £108,000 after he was injured by handcuffs on a safety course.
PC Jones injured his foot after being run over by an out-of-control office chair. He put in a claim for £500.
PC Slipston suffered stinging eyes after accidentally squirting hand gel into his face. He was awarded £750.
WPC Wiggins put in a claim for £500 after a heavy-duty stapler fell from a desk onto her ankle, causing minor damage.
PC Flopston was awarded £10,600 after receiving burns to the right knee after tripping over a cable.
WPC Brakely sued the force for £400,000 after hurting her back lifting boxes of stationery.
WPC Woolley sued for £900 after banging her head on a hand dryer in the toilets after bending down to collect paperwork from the floor.
PC Sturdy was left with torn ligaments in his foot during flinch training, an exercise to teach officers not to flinch during a confrontation, after the instructor accidentally stamped on his foot.
WPC Carrion sued the force for £700 after she made three cups of tea and dropped them as she tried to carry them all at once without a tray.
A police dog trainer sued the force for £900 after he was bitten on the mouth by a police dog that jumped at him in order to retrieve a ball.
You'd expect a bit more from the men and women who have chosen to serve us.